CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, participants at the 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission have resolved to further strengthen relations between the two countries. The police in Nigeria say they are investigating the death of a Nigerian transgender TikToker known as Abuja Area Mama. The five athletes who represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris will jet out of the country on Sunday for the final phase of their training ahead of the event to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September 2024. Participants at the 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission have resolved to further strengthen relations between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea. Co-presiding the closing ceremony, the ministers in charge of external relations, foreign affairs and international cooperation lauded the goodwill of Presidents Paul Biya and Obiangema Mbasogo to ensure the harmonious living together of citizens of the two countries. Albert Njembonde is CLTV's special envoy to La Paz.
Experts and members of government attending the 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission clapping over what they think is a job well done to further strengthen relations between the two countries as ministers Mbela Mbela and Simeon Eyononsono signed the documents marking the end of the session, with Paul Atanganji and several Equatorial Guinean ministers on the watch. This coming after a strict scrutiny of the final documents to ensure that the meaning of every word and sentence used in French and Spanish was accepted by both parties. Then came the reading of the procès-verbal, a 43-page document in which the countries salute the successful implementation of accord signed in the fight against maritime piracy, the difficulties of Cameroonians obtaining resident permits, the unpaid dues of Cameroonians who worked in bankrupt companies in Equatorial Guinea, cases of crimes committed by nationals of the two countries after crossing the border are highlighted in the document. The two countries have also expressed commitment to work towards a concerted and judicious management of forest and wildlife resources along the Jah Reserve, as well as roads and other infrastructural projects on the Kribi-Campo-Bata Road. The final communique salutes the determination of Presidents Paul Biya and Teodoro Obiangema Mbasogo to seal relations between the two countries in calm waters.
Vive le Cameroun et vive la Guinée équatoriale.
Albert Njembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment, La Paz.
And shortly after the closing of the Joint Mixed Commission, Albert Njembonde spoke with His Excellency Jean-Claude Mangala Owono, Cameroon's ambassador to Equatorial Guinea, who begins by making a general appraisal of the proceedings in La Paz.
The 9th session of the Joint Commission between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea was a success. We took many steps in order to further discuss all the fields of the cooperation, trade, consular affairs, borders, and so on. And for my own opinion, I think that in the closing speeches of the two head of delegation, you noticed that there was a great satisfaction.
You have lots of Cameroonians who have expectations with the holding of this session, hoping that some of their preoccupations will find answers during these proceedings. What do you tell them?
I tell them that we came here to defend their interest, the interest of Cameroon. Whatever we do in politics and so on is to defend the interest of the populations. So I think that we did our best, and they will see it in the coming days with many improvements in the behavior, because we are also in the process of sensitizing the people who are in the field in order to implement the resolutions and conclusions of the High Commission.
Meanwhile, the state of relations between Cameroon and Japan has come under scrutiny today in Yaoundé. This was in the course of an audience which the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, accorded members of the visiting Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. Both parties explored ways of deepening relations and also talked about Cameroon's participation in the upcoming Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development. Details with our Star Building correspondent Christian Chiadam.
The group of Japanese parliamentarians, part of the Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League, are on a working visit to promote friendship, encourage parliamentary exchanges and bilateral cooperation between Cameroon and Japan. Their meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, presented the perfect stage to examine the cooperation between Cameroon and Japan. Aisawa Ishiro, head of the Japanese parliamentary group.
Cameroon is one of the most important partners in this sub-region and very good bilateral relations between the two countries. I'm the Prime Minister. We discussed for a long time about this good relations, and especially we talked about how the role about business and the importance of the stability of this region. And we also talked about what Japan can do further to help Cameroon.
The discussions also touched on Cameroon's participation in upcoming editions of the Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development, TICAD.
And we also talked about TICAD, which means the Tokyo International Conference on African Development. We're hoping that His Excellency, the President of the Republic, will attend the 9th TICAD summit level next year.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, told members of the delegation that Cameroon remains ever grateful for Japan's contribution to the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the Northwest and Southwest and for other initiatives in the domains of education and health, amongst others. The visit of the delegation of the Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League contributes to the growth of diplomatic relations between the two countries established since 1960. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Elsewhere, the population of the far north region will this Saturday in Marua attend the screening of the film of President Paul Biya. It will be the third regional tour of the documentary on President Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny. Charles Ebune reports on the relationship between the President of the Republic and the far north region.
A loyal electoral base for President Paul Biya and the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, with almost 5 million people today, the beautiful far north region was the only area President Paul Biya did campaign personally during the last presidential election, a confirmation that the far north region is the eldest daughter of the New Deal government and Marua, the regional capital, holds the keys to all.
Les liens profonds qui m'unissent aux populations de l'extrême nord, dont le soutien ne m'a jamais fait défaut.
Accompanied by First Lady Chantal Biya, President Paul Biya celebrated all the good tidings of the people of the far north region and has expressed compassion each time a calamity strikes them, like the floods in Girvidik and the Boko Haram insurgency over 10 years now. And with all this in mind, coupled with the fact that the third most important state personality by constitution, the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril, comes from the far north region, the people are ready to watch the documentary of the man who has given them all this Saturday, August 10. The projection to start at 4 p.m. will assemble the elite of the far north region, amongst them the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kava Yege Jibril. According to sources, the documentary Paul Biya, a statesman with an extraordinary life, is produced by two female Cameroonian directors under the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, with the artistic layout of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The Marua projection will be the third regional tour after the Betoa and Douala Exceptional Beautiful Shoes.
Charles Ebune. 150 conscripts are nearing the end of a month-long intensive training by the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, dubbed the Moral Riamas. This 11th cohort has refined their skills in various areas, including local development, decentralization, entrepreneurship, adolescent healthcare, and civic responsibility in the Northwest region. Jolenta Rose Afanui reports.
The 150 conscripts for close to a month have been trained on moral and civic rearmament values, entrepreneurship, and local administration, to name a few.
When the flag is being hoisted, you're supposed to remain attention, no movements, and while the flag is going up, you're supposed to look up attentively. When they tune the national anthem, you're supposed to sing beautifully.
Throughout my time here, I've learned the military parade, adolescent sexual and reproductive health, youthful fragility. I've also received lessons on civic education and moral.
The pedagogic inspector, Eto Anza, details that the training of conscripts open young persons to be responsible citizens in all aspects of development.
Conscripts have been trained here on education, moral rearmament, on entrepreneurship. They have been given career orientation. In the course of their training, they have expert resource persons who come to digest and have lectures with them.
Through sketches and talks delivered by experts in different domains, the conscripts have been empowered in different aspects of development. The moral rearmers, through this service and training, have set a precedent for youths in the Northwest region. Jolenta Rose Afanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And some newly trained community-based assistant volunteers to work with the Office of the Northwest Public Independent Conciliator have been urged to uphold the principles of neutrality and impartiality as they contribute to the Public Independent Conciliator's mission of enhancing citizenship participation and the fostering of local development within their respective communities. The plea was articulated by the Northwest Public Independent Conciliator Simon Tamfu Fai during the conducting session of a three-day training he organized in collaboration with its partners. Ola Titanki reports.
According to the 105 field agents, the training has provided them with a deeper understanding of citizen engagement, local development, and their essential role as facilitators of communication between the community and council officials.
Jordan Lawrence Tangwa, community-based volunteer for Pumbu Council area. We are sure that the method and manner of approach that we're going to administer these activities to our people certainly will be accepted.
Willing Ela Council area, get our population to work with us in order to realize the goals of PIC.
The Northwest Public Independent Conciliator Simon Tamfu Fai has expressed confidence in the positive impact these trained volunteers will have in their communities, stating that their involvement will lead to increased citizen participation.
We have drilled them on how to work with the councils, administer our questionnaires in the field so that we can get authentic information for our annual reports to the President of the Republic.
The Northwest Public Independent Conciliator has also reassured the volunteers that the office will ensure they have the necessary resources to effectively carry out their mission in their respective communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A program dubbed Invest in My Project aimed at building resilient small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon with digital tools will be launched within the last quarter of this year. The president of the National Association of Young Entrepreneurs of Cameroon, Quintiago Patrick, made this declaration in Yaoundé during a press briefing. Helen Nguyen was at a press conference and now reports.
The National Association of Young Entrepreneurs is targeting to enroll 200 young Cameroonians who will be evaluated at the end by a jury made up of billionaires. Five successful entrepreneurs will be selected. The treasurer of the association, abbreviated ANJEC, and equally the coordinator of Invest in My Project, Chekwa Vigny, highlights the qualifications of the candidates.
We are going to take 200 entrepreneurs with different projects, and they are going to go through phases. The first phase, we will select 100. Step after step, we are going to select 50. After the 50, we are going to 10. These 10 will be those that will be retained, presented to the final board. From there, 5 will be selected.
For his part, the president of the Turkish and Cameroonian Businessmen's Association, Fabrice Fonuba, says they are engaged to revive and build small-sized enterprises.
We engage ourselves to support this young organization, and because the aim behind all this is to promote entrepreneurship in our country.
The Deputy Director of Promotional Activities at the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Esonu Ateba, reassured the members of the Invest in My Project program that the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises is ready to promote the young entrepreneurs technically and financially, as the initiative comes with a lot of opportunities for Cameroonians.
English language and literature teachers in Cameroon have been told to exploit the tools provided by digital technology to better teach the subjects to students in schools across the country. This message was reiterated by the different government officials at the start of training organized by the Cameroon English Language and Literature Teachers Association, CAMELTA, that took place in Buya. Lucia Agbo completes that story from CRTV Southwest.
The seminar, which was attended by an impressive number of English language and literature teachers from across the country, is principally to discuss how the digital technology can harness the teaching of English language and literature in English in schools in Cameroon. Henry Ashu Eno Abane is the sub-director for general affairs at the Southwest Regional Delegation for Secondary Education.
Teaching English language and literature in English at this time is very, very challenging. Therefore, they need to update their skills to be able to effectively carry out the teaching and learning process in their respective schools.
The seminar will also focus on other means of enhancing the teaching of English language and literature.
Aitan Difon, the national president for CAMELTA.
We have the panel discussion, resource persons for the different subject area, and a panel for the British Council online resources they've made available to us. So, and in the afternoon, we have the workshops so that we meet the teachers and we do exchanges.
Before the end of the workshop, a magazine to promote the activities of CAMELTA was launched. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Buya.
1 month to the start of the upcoming academic year 2024-2025, those concerned in Bamenda are making necessary preparations so as to be set on reopening day. As parents seek admission for their children, school administrators are making sure the campuses are renovated and cleaned to accommodate the new batch of students and pupils. Clenis Ayombom completes the story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The doors of schools in Bamenda are already open for the upcoming academic year as parents and their children seek to gain admission into different classes. Though it is still the holiday period, it is a busy day on campus in one of the primary schools in the city.
I'm John Gwambitufon, head teacher of Royal 5 Northern Primary School. Started with registration 2 weeks ago. The school is being renovated. Teachers are preparing. We also have a capacity building seminar that is beginning on next week. We have primary 6 children whom we told them to come and begin their school year as early as 6th of August.
At Government Bilingual High School Bamendankwe, the school administration has put up an admission list and students are doing the needful ahead of the reopening date.
Mr. Tamu, the vice principal of the school, the first list for admission has already been put up, and hopefully by next week the second list will also be put on. Parents too are passing around to ask whether they can pay fee, but we are telling them that to wait until the minister declares the academic year open for the pay fee.
New pupils and students have a procedure to follow before gaining admission or readmission into school.
Those who are coming for the admission, they have to undergo a diagnostic test before they are admitted into the various classes.
Some of the students who were on punishment last year, who are coming for their sleeps too, we are also assigning them to clean our classes.
In some schools, those in examination classes have already begun lessons. Clenis Ayombom Abengu, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Mezam Territorial Gendarmerie Regiment has recovered 8 vehicles stolen by a group of suspects specialized in car theft in the town of Bamenda and its environs. The vehicles were uncovered thanks to a 2-week crackdown operation masterminded by the commander of the Mezam Territorial Gendarmerie Regiment, Lieutenant Colonel Alobwede Mwabe Peter. Eric Lagmia Wofo reports from CRTV in Bamenda.
The 8 Toyota vehicles were stolen between July 19th to August 5th, 2024 in Bamenda and taken to a wing in Santa subdivision. The vehicles were recovered thanks to an operation led by Lieutenant Colonel Alobede Mwabe Peter, commander of the Bamenda Territorial Gendarmerie Regiment, in collaboration with gendarmes in Awing.
We received information of the presence of a gang specialized in stealing of vehicles in the town of Bamenda and its environs. We decided to launch a special operation, and that special operation permitted us to dismantle this gang, which was stealing vehicles in Bamenda and taking it mostly to Awing, where they reconditioned the vehicles and they sell. So some suspects were caught in Awing, others were caught in Buda.
The stolen vehicles are said to have been transformed and modified in order to give a new look.
As soon as they get the stolen vehicles, the first thing they do is they modify the chassis number so that it becomes difficult for you to identify fire vehicle even through the chassis number.
One of the victims, whose car got missing in the car theft operation, is said to have alerted the security forces.
After that, 1 month of search, I recovered the car right in Awing. And I'm happy for recovering my car, just that they have scattered it. I still have to spend some money on it. So I just want to thank Group Man for the job well done.
Six suspects have been arrested in connection to the car theft. They are expected to be presented alongside the eight vehicles to the state council. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The late Director General of the Standards and Quality Regulation Agency, ANO, His Majesty Boniface Charles Girene Buta, has been described as a man who worked hard to ensure the growth of the institution. Mourners have saluted his bravery, paying tribute to him at his coffining ceremony this Friday at the Yaoundé General Hospital mortuary. CRTV Center's correspondent Karen Tosam reports.
Among the mourners was a traditional ruler and general manager of Gestor Technology, Chofo Jean-Baptiste, who says he's known the late Deji for close to 30 years and he remembers him as an astute professional who was dedicated to the growth of the Standards and Quality Regulation Agency.
We try to build friendship together for our family, for our work, and was expecting to do more. We have big idea of this country because he carried enough from nothing and put it where it is today, and he put him at the international value today.
Born on May 15, 1957, His Majesty Shao Boto Angon was holder of a diploma in civil engineering. He served in the Ministry of Mines prior to his appointment as first Director General of the Standards and Quality Regulations Agency by presidential decree in 2010. He died on June 29, 2024 in Yaoundé. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
May his soul rest in peace. The Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following numbers, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the Directorate General of Taxation's existing support facilities, which include the help desk accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website www.empo.cm, the toll-free number 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. This is the substance of a communique signed by the Director General of Taxation. CRTV News. Nigeria's police say they are investigating the death of a Nigerian transgender TikToker known as Abuja Area Mama. Local media reports say the beaten and bruised body of the 33-year-old transgender woman was found along a highway in the capital Abuja on Thursday. Abuja Area Mama had a loyal fan base on social media where she posted about being transgender and her life as a sex worker. She never used her full name, referring to herself sometimes as Efiani. In sports, the five athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympic Games will jet out of the country on Sunday for the final phase of their training ahead of the Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris. The flag bearer of the Cameroon Paralympic team, Parataekwondo athletes Darcy Maurice Antoinette, was charged by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Asisumwele Kambi, in a farewell ceremony today in Yaoundé to defend the flag of the country honorably. Arisa Nashu completes that story.
Au nom de toutes les para-athlètes, nous promettons.
The flag bearer of the Cameroon Paralympic team, Darcy Antoinette Marie, there promising on behalf of her mates to defend the country honorably in Paris. The two-time African champion in taekwondo, alongside four teammates, will compete in three disciplines: para-athletics, para-taekwondo, and para-powerlifting. Darcy Antoinette Marie is high-spirited few weeks to the start of the Paralympic Games.
When I heard the message of the minister, I was motivated because I know that I'm not alone in that journey. I can give all the best and enjoy it.
Chairing this Friday's farewell ceremony, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, admonished the 13-man delegation, including five athletes, to represent the country with dignity. In response, the Secretary General of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Etienne Zunga Bijuga, says the athletes have what it takes to win medals.
We have five athletes who qualified for their performance, not for invitations. So it means that they have a very high quality in terms of sport. They are among the top 10. We have hopes that we can have medals.
The delegation will leave Cameroon this Sunday for France ahead of the 2024 Paralympic Games that will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris.
Harrison Nashu, to end the news, reminder of our major stories. Participants at the 9th Commission, at the 9th Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission, have resolved to further strengthen relations between both countries. The police in Nigeria say they are investigating the death of a Nigerian transgender TikToker known as Abuja Area Mama, and the five athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris will jet out of the country this Sunday for the final phase of their training ahead of the event to run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September 2024. CRTV News.